please help the new show now. After more than 13 years, this podcast will cease to exist after September 30 without your support. Please donate now at britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Thank you. Hey, news listeners, welcome to your Tuesday edition of the BTN News Show. It is the 7th of September, 2021. Here comes the best technology news that's been happening over the past 24 hours and is coming at you in about 5 minutes. Well, we're going to start off with our news in Germany today. And if you own a phone in Germany, you could possibly get 7 years of security updates if the German government has anything to say about it. That's right, the German federal government is pushing the European Union to require 7 years of security updates and even spare parts for smartphones. And to those of you doing the math right now, that's actually 2 years longer than it currently is. Now, as you probably guessed, people like Apple, Google, Samsung, they don't want that. In fact, they want a requirement of just 3 years for security updates, and actually even wants to limit spare parts such as screens and batteries. Now yes, granted, Apple usually does typically deliver 5 years of regular feature and security updates. However though, many Android vendors, they don't do that at all. In fact, Samsung only committed to 4 years of security updates this year. No word yet on how far this is going to be pushed and if it's even going to go anywhere. This is one where the big tech and big government, they're going to have to come to a compromise, it looks like. With news in Germany and Volkswagen. You might remember about 5 years ago, Volkswagen actually unveiled a concept for the electric version of its microbus. Fast forward to now, looks like Volkswagen is ready to revive its vision. Now, no, this bus isn't some far out, hippie 1967 thing going on here, man. This bus is completely high tech with sensors and even computing smarts to make it an all autonomous vehicle. In fact, the vans are actually using hardware and software developed by Argo AI, which happens to be a Pittsburgh-based startup. Volkswagen seems so confident, in fact, with Argo, they've actually invested $2.6 billion already. Now, the first part of this plan is to actually put these VW vans in a service such as a ride-sharing fleet. Where that will be trialed out, we don't know yet. Possibly in Germany. Could be Pittsburgh. Who knows? Argo's also been testing fourth-generation vehicles currently in Miami, Austin, and Washington, D.C., and parts of California being next on the list. And finally, it's a bit of a slow news day. Labor Day in the U.S., so holiday. But that doesn't matter to NASA, no. You want to talk about perseverance? This is what you call perseverance. A few weeks ago, we commented on perseverance of trying to get some rocks from Mars, and it kind of failed. Actually, it didn't kind of, it did fail. Perseverance, however, though, soldiered on. So much, in fact, that NASA has now confirmed that perseverance has succeeded in its second attempt of getting those rocks. NASA actually verified that a pencil width core of rust-colored rock is now in Perseverance's possession. It's a long way from last month. At first, NASA thought, yay, we got some samples, and then they looked inside the tube and nothing there. And that created kind of a mystery around NASA. It's like, why did this fail? Well, whatever they did, they persevered on, apparently came up with a solution, and now we've got rocks. In fact, if you want to see the latest images of Perseverance with its rocks, head on over to Twitter at NASA Perseverance and see for yourself. Got a story? No one else is listening? Well, send it our way, britishtechnews@gmail.com. As you know, we only have 23 days left of the news show without your help. So please, if you love this show, we need your donations so we can continue. britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions is the place, or a one-time donation at paypal.me/britishtech. Thank you so, so much for your support. We really, really need it so we can keep this show going. Also, at British Tech Network is where you can find the Mac Show, the Big Show, and the Photo Show too, and so much other going-ons at the British Tech Network. Of course, we're on Facebook as well at British Tech Network, or on Twitter at British Tech. And join our community today at our Slack room by simply going to britishtech.slack.com. The news show will be back at your way on Thursday. We'll get you caught up on the best technology news that will happen over the next 48 hours. But until then, hope you have a fantastic Tuesday, and thank you, as always, for listening.